Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you have been so good to us. We are giving you glory because you have been our Father. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a great God. Thank you, God, for this time. The story of our life has been you. We thank you, God, from the beginning of this year, either through. We thank you, God, for every good thing, for every provision, for your goodness and for your mercies. Over all the families listening to us this morning, Lord, we ask even as we share your word with them that, Lord, this word will bring blessings. It will bring lifting. And that, Lord, it will prepare them, O God, for the vision ahead in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you anoint my mouth as I speak this morning. And, Lord, we pray for fresh grace and power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. This morning, may I welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Here. Thank God, because I know you've been waiting there, and I know it is time that God wants to bless you and I. Please, can you help me to invite people, your friends, tell somebody that, you know, Church on Here is now on this channel and God is about to bless us. I also want to thank God for all those who came to church, you know, for deliverance and healing ministration. Thank God for our testimonies. Thank God for what God is doing. You can also make yourself available for this program, and I am sure that God will bless you abundantly. Today, by the grace of God, we shall continue on our discussion on fresh fire. The topic has been fresh fire from above, or receiving fresh fire. Today we are going to talk on assessing fresh fire. Assessing fresh fire. That is, how to receive fresh fire upon your life. How to receive fresh fire upon you. Hallelujah. Can we open our Bible to Matthew chapter 4? And we are reading from verses 2 to 3. Matthew chapter 4, 2 to 3. Yes.
And when he has fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread."
Wow. Now, so I want to establish this morning that one of the things that generates fresh fire is fasting. One of the things that brings fresh unction is fasting. You know, when you fast, you will go fast and you will go far. When you are a faster, you will go far and you will go fast. Now look at Jesus. When he wanted to start a ministry, a spiritual ministry, you know, he started, you know, with fasting. Can you see the Bible says that after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. He was hungry. You know, he prepared well. You know, fasting is a way of preparation, preparing for greater things ahead. So, you know, and one thing that fasting does is to unction you into a realm of divine grace. So Jesus Christ, he did the same thing. And Bible says, and afterwards hunger, and then the tempter came. Thank God, because, you know, he has fasted, he has received the unction, he has received the fire before the tempter came. You know, because after he fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, prayed unto God, it was day, you know, the tempter. Who is this tempter? It's the devil. You know, when you are well seated with God, Satan is nothing, you know, to you. Can you see that? So Jesus fasted for 40 days. No wonder, you know, he received fresh grace. So not only Jesus, we saw Elijah too. Elijah was a man that carried great fire of God. In fact, they call him, you know, the prophet of fire. You know, when you look at 1 Kings chapter 19, when we read from verse 4, you know, you will see this man as a man of fire. You know, 1 Kings chapter 19, can we read from verse 4? Yes.
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God.
Hallelujah. Can you see now? You see, the Lord was preparing him for a great event. At any point in time you want to start something great, excuse me, there's a need to wait upon God. Because anyone that waits will not waste. You know, when you wait, you gather strength. You know, when you wait, you gather unction. And one of the ways of waiting is to put yourself under fasting. Can you see now? So Jesus, he overcame the devil through fasting. Now look at Elijah too. You know, God told him, he said, this journey is too great for thee. You know, next year is a great journey for you. You need to enter there in with a great fast. You cannot enter in a careless way. No, that year, no matter what it will be, you know, the greatness of it shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. There are good things in the coming year. There are wonderful things that God prepared for you. You know, you can only collect them on the platform of your waiting on God. You know, waiting to God, asking God for a better 2022. It shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. What am I saying this morning? Is that God told Elijah, you know, he said, arise, eat and drink now. You know, for the journey is too great for thee. And the Bible says, and he arose and did eat and drink. And he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. Hallelujah. And that was where God appeared to him. Let me tell you, people of God, that God has plan for you. You need to wait. You know, you need to collect grace. You need to collect grace from God to know what is available for you and to go in that strength. Not only Jesus, not only Elijah, even Moses. We saw Moses too. Let's see Exodus 24. Exodus 24 in verse number 18. Exodus 24 verse 18.
And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
Can you see that great men are men that fast? Eh? Great men. You know, all these men I'm sharing now, they go in the space of 40 days fasting and prayer. Have you done it before? Now, if you have not done it, you can start it. Can you see now? Because fasting generates fire. You know, if you want to carry great fire, go into fasting. You know, so Moses himself, the Bible says, he went into the midst of the cloud, you know, and there he was with God for 40 days, 40 nights, without eating, without taking anything. We can see there's the same scripture in Exodus 34. Let's read Exodus 34, verse 28. Yes, Exodus 34, verse 28.
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
That was when he collected the Ten Commandments. Can you see now? He ate nothing. You know, now, that one shows that the issue of fasting is biblical. Now, let me say this one first of all before our time starts to run out. But one thing is that fasting renews the strength of the believer. What renews your strength is fasting. You know, during fasting, exchange of strength takes place. All strength is exchanged for the new strength. You know, all strength is exchanged. So when you are fasting, you know, the old thing in your life is being renewed to the new one. Let's see the book of Isaiah chapter 40, and let us read from verse 28 to 31. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
So they that wait upon the Lord. That's why I have told you that, you know, a waiter cannot be wasted. Now, he said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So he shows there that fasting renews the strength of believer. You know, fasting renews the strength of believer. So when you are going through fasting, you are going into a process of renewal. It's like an eagle bird. When eagle wants to change to a new state, you know, to a glorious change, you know, he will go to the highest mountain, he will put off his wings, and he will put off everything, you know, for once the eagle will be there. And when the eagle came back, you will see a glorious eagle. Why? Because, you know, everything will be new. New wings, you know, new strength, new vigor. So, you know, to renew strength is to go through fasting. And do you know also that fasting helps to attain power over darkness? You know, a man that goes into fasting attains power over demons. Because we have been told that some demons, they are so hardened that they will not live except by fasting and prayer. That is in Mark chapter 9, verse 29. Mark chapter 9, verse 29.
And he said unto them, this kind comfort by nothing, but by prayer and fasting.
If you want to prevail, you know, I was sharing with people who are coming to us, asking us questions sometimes ago of how to manage deliverance ministry. And I told them that one of the ingredients of making it in deliverance ministry is constant fasting, you know. You have to be in fasting in most of the time. Why? Because, you know, fasting helps you to attain some spiritual power, you know, over the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, you are dealing with kingdom of darkness and you cannot cast them out by your own self, you know. So, when you are, you know, into fasting and prayer, you attain the strength. Can you see now? So, you know, even fasting coupled with intercession, you know, brings revival and serious spiritual awakening. You know, when you want to reawaken your life, you know, go into fasting. Go into fasting when you discover that your life is going down. Your spiritual life is not the way you want it. Then you can ascribe to God. You can pray to God with fasting. You will discover that life will ooze unto you. Life will come back unto you. You know, vigor will come back unto you. This is what fasting does. And that is why you need a disciplined fasting life. For you, you know, to receive fresh fire from God. Also, do you know that, you know, fasting helps us to receive better revelation of the Word of God. When you fast, you receive better revelation of the Word of God. And it brings clear visions and dreams to your life. When you fast, you receive better revelation of the Word of God. And it brings clear vision of dreams to you. Can we look at Isaiah 58 and let's read verse number 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy head shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
The glory of God shall be thy reward. Now, can you start to see now that men and women who made impact in the world for Christ are men who fasted? No, people that make impact, great impact, they are people who fasted. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishments in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesami Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for this morning. We are sharing on how to receive fresh fire, you know, and we discovered that, you know, a disciplined fasting life can usher fresh fire into our lives. I was sharing that, you know, fasting makes spiritual realm more accessible. You know what makes spiritual realm accessible unto you is fasting. You know, I've seen a lot of people fasting and heaven open unto them. Also, fasting opened the door to the receptor of the spiritual gift. A lot of people have been connected to spiritual gift, you know, during the time of fasting. And do you also know that fasting generates holy boldness? You know, when you see a man fasting, you see a man, you know, with boldness. You know, he generates boldness. So if you want, you know, fresh fire upon your life, then you go to fasting, because fasting opens the door for fresh fire to come in. Hallelujah. Number two thing that makes fresh fire to come is worship. People that worship, they receive fresh fire. Can we quickly go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7? People that worship, fresh fire comes upon them. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Can we read from verse 1 to 6?
Now, when Solomon has made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord has filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instrument of music of the Lord, which David the king has made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpet before them, and all Israel stood.
Wow. Can you see the power of worship there? As we are worshiping God, things were happening. You know, the Bible says, you know, that when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and they worshiped, and they were praising God. Can you see now? And now, this is your entitlement. You know, as from now, as we worship, auction will come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. A worshiping church is a glorious church. A worshiping church is a glorious church. You know, when your church is worshiping, you know, it's a church that worships the Lord, you will see glory, you will see signs and wonders, you will see the power of heaven manifesting in the church. And that is why, you know, if you want fresh fire upon the church, let the church worship the Lord. Let there be worshiping. Even we are told about in David 2, that when David 2 was worshiping the Lord, you know, the anointing of God came down, and the whole place was set ablaze for God. Can you see now? So let our church find time to what? To worship the Lord. Many of us, you can praise Him, but we don't know how to worship Him. Many of us, you can praise Him, but we don't know how to worship Him. Because God dwells in the praise of His people. In Psalm 22, verse 3, we are told that God dwells in the praise of His people. When you want to bring down the arm of God, you know, any time to worship. When you want to bring down, you know, the grace of God, any time to worship, you will start to see manifestation, you know, because God manifests Himself through worship. Look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. You know, God manifests Himself through what? Through worship. Acts 13, verse number 2. Yes.
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them."
Can you see? As they ministered to the Lord, that is worship. As they were worshiping God, you know, I love these early disciples. As they were worshiping God, as they are ministering to the Lord, and what? And fasted. Now, can you see your fasting here? So, worship with fasting, you know, make God to speak. not that He will call, He will speak. You know, now, if you want to hear from God, if you want God to speak to you directly, worship Him and what? And fast unto Him. You will hear, you know, instant from God. And so, when you minister to God and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, so Holy Ghost can talk. So, Holy Ghost is not just force. Holy Ghost is God. Can you see now? God's force cannot speak, but Holy Ghost can speak. You know, because some people think the Holy Ghost is just false. You know, it's this and that. No, Holy Ghost is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. Bible says, he said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work thereunto I have called them. Can you see now? So, you know, during worship, God manifest himself, you know, during worship, God manifests himself. Number three ways to collect fire from God is to be involved in God's work. You know, when you involve in his work, grace will come. When you involve in the things of God, power will come. You know, thanks now. Until you get involved, you can't experience grace. Until you, that is why in the church you are going, don't just be a sitting down Christian. Don't be a bench woman. Be somebody that is actively involved in the work of the ministry. Do something in the church. Do something. Look for something to do. Don't just come in quietly and go out quietly. When you come in quietly, you might go out to hellfire. You know, you must be involved doing something for God. Let's see Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18.
And this sign shall follow them that believed. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Can you see that, you know, when you are involved in God, you will not look for signs. Signs will follow you. You know, you will not follow sign. Can you see, when you are involved in God's work, signs will follow you. Not you that will be looking for signs. He says, these signs are followed by that believe. You know, they will speak with new tongues. Eh? He says, they will cast out the devil. He said, they will take up serpents. And if they take any deadly thing, it will be like what? Like a vitamins unto them. Can you see now? So, they will say, they will lay hands on the sick. And what? And the sick will recover. As from today, may you be useful unto God in the name of Jesus Christ. And because as you serve the Lord, grace will come. As you serve the Lord, more grace will come. If the Bible says he has made you, you know, a battle axe. You know, you are God's battle axe. Let's see Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's read from verse 20 to 23. Because you are a battle axe. You are meant to pull down, you know, every castle of the devil. And it takes anointing to do that, you know. Jeremiah 51, 20 to 23, yes.
Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations. And with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horses and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
It takes a man of fire to break them. With thee I will break. If you don't want to use it to break, it means that you carry something. You carry God. You carry their grace. You carry their anointing. He said, with thee, can you see now? So God wants to use you. And so be involved. Please be involved. In the coming year, let me tell you something. You know, don't run away from God's assignment again. Be involved. You know, when you are involved in God's assignment, you know, everyone will be involved in your life. You see grace and power coming upon you. Number four thing that brings fresh fire upon you is when you study or meditate upon the word of God. When you study, when you meditate upon God's word, and you are opening yourself up to fresh fire. Now, look at Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, verse 29, yes.
Is not my word like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
The word of God you gather into your life is gathering fire. He said, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock to pieces. So if you want, you know, to receive fire to your life, get involved into the word. You know, let the word of God be part of you. Then you will start to see yourself being used by God. You will see yourself being used as signs and wonders, you know. And look at what it says in Jeremiah chapter 5, in verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14, yes.
Wherefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
God said, the word that you meditate upon shall become fire. I will make the word in your mouth fire. Can you see now? So you need the word. Without the word, you know, you become nothing. A man become useless in the ministry when he is connected from the word of God. You need to be well connected to the word of God. It is then that, you know, you will talk authoritatively. You will talk like God himself. Look at how he told Jeremiah also. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verses 9 and 10, yes.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant.
Hallelujah. He said, the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. You know, the Lord gave him the authority of the word. You know, Jeremiah received grace. The Lord said, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Excuse me, which word you carry about? Eh? If the word of God is not in you, you are not relevant to society. They will kill you, they will destroy you. You need to be acquainted with the word of God. Can you see now? So he said, I put my words in your mouth. We know the reason, because the word of God prevails over every word. There are words now. There are words here and there. The biggest word is the one that comes from God. The one you carry as a minister of God. The one you carry as a child of God. So he said, see, I have this day set thee over the nations. Why were you set over the nations? Because you carry something. You carry the word. You carry the word. You know, he said, to pull down, to destroy, to do this and that. May this word of God start to work mightily through you in the name of Jesus Christ. I commit to God, to his hand. May grace come upon you. I will see you tomorrow in church. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.